under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network on this Tuesday, July 2nd, 2024 edition. Joining us on the line right now is the current supervisor, Bob Kramer, from Tuscarora Township there in Indian River, the place I absolutely love. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Randy. How you doing? And hi to all our great patriots out there.
Absolutely, sir. I want to ask you first, out of the gate, Bob, what accomplishments have you guys been able to do for Tuscarora Township and the citizens there? This board that got elected together as a group, you and Jay Riesma and Janet Vance and Jan Dillahay and all the things you guys have been able to accomplish. Give us a short list real quickly of some of the accomplishments you guys have been able to do this past year or so that you've been in office.
Well, I appreciate that, Randy, but I think one of the great things that we did that affects everybody that's coming up is the fireworks show. A couple years ago, we had some issues, so we decided to, put it back on land, and we scripted the whole thing to music. And this year, we've had businesses and individuals step up. We've raised about $35,000. So Friday at July 5th, and that included $15,000 from the township, which is our normal budget. So sure. we got about $20,000 from some wonderful people and some wonderful businesses. And we always have our fireworks not on the 4th of July because it's so expensive. So this year it's July 5th at DeVoe Beach, and it's going to be a 30-minute show. Last year was 18 minutes. So 30 full minutes, and you won't have to sit there and wait. You know, when you were a kid, you watched the fireworks, and one would go off, and then you just kind of sit there and wait, and sure. You think it takes forever. You saw last year, Randy, it's just one after another. Boom, 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 boom,
boom.
Oh, it was
fantastic. And that was only 18 minutes long last year?
Yeah.
Dude, it felt like an hour.
Right, and we're going to have DJ T-Bone there again. It was just wonderful to see all the families dancing on the beach. And
the kids, the babies. Man, yeah. I didn't realize there were so many young people in Tuscarora Township. But I want to talk about actual projects you guys have accomplished.
Sure.
Let's name those off real quick.
Yeah, well, of course, the number one is our sewer expansion into residential areas along the lake and the river, about $16 million. And we got $4 million from Congress, believe it or not. And we're actually going to close on the USDA loan portion on July 10th. And we will be breaking ground right afterwards.
Fantastic. Tell the folks about the paving of that road over there for the boat launch.
Oh, yeah. Well, as a lot of you know, we did Club Road, which goes towards the boat launch that had been just in horrible shape for decades. And we just finished paving the road from Old Onaway Road to the boat launch. So now there's no more driving on dirt roads when you're bringing your expensive boat to put it in the water.
Excellent. There's so many more. You now are a township of excellence. You've got all kinds of grant money available. You guys lined up. If people know how to administrate it properly, Bob, they can absolutely continue what you guys started.
Oh yeah. Now, we are not a township of excellence yet. We're following their program.
Their program. That's what
right.
I meant.
Yeah. We're following their program. And, you know, if we get to where we want to be, we can get that award from the Michigan Township Association.
Perfect. We're going to hold you through a break right here, Bob.
Okay.
We got more because guess what, folks? Bob Cramer and some other folks are not running for re-election. We'll tell you all about it. Dark money coming to Tuscarora Township. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Staying on through the break is the current supervisor, Bob Cramer of Tuscarora Township. Bob, I want you to briefly, shortly, quickly explain your decision, Jay Riesma and Janet Vance's decision not to run for re-election after serving this community so well, doing so many great things for it. Why did you guys decide to remove your names from the ballot?
Well, I can't speak for the others. I can only speak for myself. But, you know, when I ran for office in 2020 as a trustee, you know, I really didn't have any intention of staying on. I just wanted to get the sewers done. I made a little commitment to my family to see that through. And I did file to run because I wanted to make sure the sewers were done. But as we went along, I developed some health problems. And we also got help from our state legislators, and we got the permits that we needed to finish the sewer district. So I withdrew. I just didn't feel comfortable you know, running for re-election and then getting elected and then leaving after a few years. I really just wanted to get the sewers done. And, you know, I'm not a spring chicken. I'm 74. It's time to get somebody younger in there. So, you know, a lot of personal reasons, you know, about my stepdaughter's heart transplant.
Yeah. Got it. And I understand. Now, let me ask you, though, about what's happening. Because isn't the candidate coming into this race, is this person unopposed? Nobody's challenging this person?
For supervisor, no. And
no what? No, she's unopposed? Yes, she's unopposed.
She's unopposed.
So she's automatically the next supervisor of Tuscarora Township.
If somebody doesn't run as an independent or
They're not going to win. They're not going to win. It's a partisan city.
Right.
Okay. My question very specifically, there is a 501c4 nonprofit that has been put together to support some of these candidates, her being one of them plus others, Sue Fisher, who's been in Tuscarora Township forever. Explain to the people who this 501c4 is.
Well, you know, it took me a while to figure it out, but what started it all was one of the candidates ran an ad, or this PAC ran an ad that says...
No, it's not a PAC. It's a 501c4.
Yeah, 501c4. You're right. Continue the good fight to stop the takeover of Tuscarora Township by outsiders. And that's just terrible. I mean, we have a wonderful community here. I just can't believe somebody would even print something like that. You know, my family's been here since 1911 seasonally. I guess I'm an outsider, and the person that did this, I don't even think she was born here. Is she an outsider? It's just sending the wrong message. We welcome everybody. We love our community. We love to share our community, especially with our tourists and seasonal residents. So when we found this out, we started getting these ads online, and they all look the same, but they're all supporting Trudy Maeve, Sue Fisher, Lori Smith, Laura Decker, who's also running unopposed for clerk, and Jonathan Hutchison. And I actually got a help from a local attorney to help me run this down. Where is this money coming from? So it's these ads say paid for by Listen to American Citizen, P.O. Box 805, Lansing, Michigan. Well, Listen to American Citizen is an assumed name, which was created last August for a nonprofit called, catch this, Southeast Michigan First.
Mm.
Southeast Michigan First.
Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb counties.
And they're even in their articles of incorporation, it says that they're being strictly formed. Let me read it to you. The purpose is to operate for social issues and policy discourse in Southeast Michigan. Well, hey, I got news for you. This isn't Southeast Michigan.
Whoa. Stop right there, Bob. Talk about outsiders. The very terminology that they use to attack you guys because you weren't, what, born and raised and graduated from the high school, whatever. You're an outsider. But this is a 501c4, folks, a nonprofit organization created for Southeastern Michigan. They're the ones paying for these ads that you're seeing pop up on social media and other places for all their handpicked candidates. Bob, it's the same publicity company. They've got a template. Do you notice how those ads all look alike?
Yeah, they all look alike, all five of them. So I have to ask you this. And in fact, I challenge every one of these candidates. Who's funding you? Why are you hiding? What are you hiding? Make your donors public. Make all those donors to that 501c4 public and tell us how much. Because, Randy, as you know, if you run for township clerk, for example,
sure.
I can only give that candidate $1,050.
$1,050 is the max.
Right. Well, there's no limit with the C4. And what's really bothersome is who's the puppet master?
Yep, exactly. Here's the other component to this. Even with the elections now drawn the way they are, Bob, even if Jan Dillahay, who you've personally endorsed to be reelected treasurer, and who's the name of the new trustee that you've endorsed?
Tyler Gorrell.
Tyler Gorrell. If he gets elected, you guys are only going to have two seats on that five-member board.
Oh, that's true. I mean, Jay's done a hell of a job. He's the one that started what I call a revolution of reform for Tuscarora Township, where we actually have written rules and procedures. That's all been, you know, all of us, but mostly Jay. And you know, Janet has done a hell of a job, as has Jan and Kim Pearson. Now, Kim Pearson, our other trustee who's not running, she's lived here all her life, so she's definitely not an outsider. But I think this just comes down to power. The old guard had it their way for so long. We came in and actually tried to run it like a government. We have procedures in place, transparency in place, and I just fear... and I hope I'm wrong. I just fear that all that transparency is going to go away after the election. I mean, some of these candidates, they're Democrats, at least two of them, and I think three of them are Democrats running as Republicans. So we got, you know, basically some of these folks will be starting in office living a lie. And now we've got this dark money. Who knows?
Yeah. One other question I want to ask you on that point is, are anything that you guys have been working on that is basically coming, like the sewer projects, is any of that in jeopardy now because of their lack of experience and not knowing how to put these projects together? Have you basically, by the end of the year, will you have this all locked up where they can't screw it up, or is that at jeopardy now?
I will tell you that the reason that I withdrew was because I was reasonably certain, 95% certain, that this massive sewer project is done. I mean, it is the largest public works project in the history of the township, and I'm very proud of not only this board but the past board. You know, you have to give credit where credit is due.
Sure.
That got this done. But we're not just working on one sewer project like the old days. We're doing four simultaneously, phase one, phase two, an EGLE project, and a phase three. Phase three is so far down the road, I don't think it's in jeopardy at all. But, of course, when you have a change, it's going to take some time for them to figure it out.
Right.
Get up to speed
and know what to
right,
do.
Right. Got now, the other thing we just passed last week is the Board of Trustees established a commercial rehabilitation district on Straits Highway from the Sturgeon River to the Indian River. And what that does is that allows businesses to apply for Michigan Economic Development Corporation grants and loans if the township will kick in a small amount of money either in infrastructure or tax abatements. So we've had Very few people object to that, but as you know, those who scream loudest think they're in charge.
Yeah.
And it's going to go forward. But our DDA has done such a wonderful job redoing the entire downtown, wonderful street lights, wonderful parking, all that sort of thing. That this commercial rehabilitation project now will work on the actual buildings and the businesses. And we have one gentleman who's going to spend about who started this request, Jeff Jakeway of North Star Gardens, great American family, by the way, who's going to do a $6 million project down there on the Sturgeon River.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Well, you know, getting old sucks. And health problems. I mean, I can understand why you're not doing it. I understand Jay's got some issues I got to talk to him about.
Right.
But Jan Delahaye is basically potentially could be the anchor that says, hey, guys, this is what we were doing. This is the direction we were going. Maybe, God willing, she wins her reelection and can be a voice of reason with these new members and this dark money coming out of southeastern Michigan and Lansing for these outsiders. I'm praying, hoping that Jan, you know, can stand up and win and also kind of show some leadership with her business experience that she has.
Well, she's a 40-year CPA, and she's tough. This lady, she's tough. She will hold you to account. I mean, we've had some instances where, you know, some bank reconciliations weren't done when she took over, and she wouldn't issue checks until she got it fixed.
Right.
And that's the right thing to do. I mean, we don't need another $28,000 in IRS and workman compensation penalties like we had when we took office.
Right.
So, you know, I would encourage all the voters. I got my absentee ballot yesterday. Check the block, Janice Delahaye, and for trustee Tyler Gorrell. I just wish that we weren't involved in this dark money because it's very disturbing. I think I know who's behind it. Locally and downstate, but of course, and until we get some sunshine, we're never going to know. And I don't think that's good for the people of Tuscarora Township.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. Well, we'll have them take over the majority, and they'll either, you know, succeed or fail. And depending on things happening in people's lives, maybe you can find some replacements, some younger folks to run for these offices in the future elections. Let's see how good they do on their own. And if they don't do well, you can always come back and endorse new folks in the next election.
Yeah. Tyler Gorrell is he's local, has been here most of his life. He's only 29 years old and a very successful businessman and very smart. And he's currently on our DDA, so he's a really great guy. And that's the kind of new young blood we need in Tuscarora Township. We need to turn this over to the next generation. I really believe that.
Absolutely, we do. Well, we appreciate your service and sacrifice, all the crazy meetings you guys have had to put up with and tolerate from these radical. I just can't believe how rabid some of these people are that attend your meetings. But it's all been documented. We know all about it. It's time to move on. Bottom line. So, again, your endorsement, give their names how you want people to vote for in Tuscarora Township.
Yeah, Janice Delahaye for treasurer. She's really great at it. And
next
Tyler
one.
Gorrell, Tyler Gorrell for trustee.
Very good. Thank you, Bob. We appreciate your time and your service, sir.
Thank you, Randy. Have a good weekend.
You too, sir. Bottom of the Hour News. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source. Brought to you this hour by Wolverine Water Systems. Michigan's premier water treatment company since 1947.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, the murder case is moving forward against a former Michigan State Police Detective Sergeant while his attorneys push to move the proceedings to federal court. Brian Keeley is charged with second-degree murder and involuntary manslaughter in the death of 25-year-old Samuel Sterling in Kentwood in April. At a probable cause conference on Monday, attorneys for both sides agreed to proceed in the state case while they wait for a decision on moving it to federal court. It's been 2.5 months now since Keeley hit Sterling with an unmarked cruiser during a foot chase, killing him. As both sides agreed to move the case forward for now, a preliminary hearing is set for August 12th. That's where prosecutors will have to prove to a judge there's enough